4. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Make sure to join the boys of summer on Saturday, May 13th at 6:05 and be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark for a Shuckers home replica jersey, courtesy of the Mississippi Forestry Commission. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as we get set for morning baseball at 11:05 first pitch between the Shuckers and the Embraves. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by TJ Shook. TJ, thanks much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. How are we doing?
Doing good. How about you? It's been a bit of a change this year out of the bullpen, but it seems like you're enjoying life so far.
Oh, yeah. It's been fun. Definitely a different role, but I'm enjoying my time definitely down here.
What's it been like moving to the bullpen this year? Last year, you were pretty much primarily a starter, except for a little bit in the start of the year with Wisconsin. What's it been like moving back out to the bullpen for the first time since college?
It's a little bit different. I think the hardest thing for me right now is just getting a different routine, finding what works for me, just the first couple weeks doing it. So it's been a little bit of a switch. But other than that, I mean, I'm enjoying it. I kind of get to watch the game from a different view. Not in the dugout, so it's definitely a change, but I'm getting used to it.
What's it been like hanging out in the bullpen? Because that, for relievers, is really where you make the memories, right?
Yeah, bullpen's fun. We have a good time down there, other than kids asking for balls every 5 minutes. But other than that, it's fun. We keep it pretty loose down there. We got Josh Spence down there. He's a great guy, very nice guy, keeps it loose for us, so I'm enjoying my time down there.
Well, and what's it been like, too, with the bullpens in play? Because you got to keep your head in a swivel at all times.
Oh, yeah, we'll get some balls down there. A couple hot shots every now and then, but we'll body them up.
So. There we go. That's the best way to do it, right?
Oh, yeah.
You were a reliever back at South Carolina. It's kind of going back to your college days. How did you, being in a relief role with the Gamecocks, help you now being in a relief role in Double A?
So it gave me a perspective. I would say it's a tad bit different because I basically did everything at South Carolina. Started for a little while, but there was a time where I'd be in the bullpen Friday, Saturday, and then if I didn't pitch, I'd start Sunday. So it's kind of like I was a hybrid, almost you could say, but it definitely translates for sure. It makes it a tad bit easier kind of knowing the routine, but still just adjusting to it.
Well, in talking about being familiar, there were a lot of familiar faces to you on this team. You are one of three different guys who all played at the same time at South Carolina. It's you, Noah Campbell, and Wes Clark. What's been like having the Gamecock reunion here in Biloxi?
It's been fun. So we ride to the field together every day. I mean, we're pretty close friends. We actually play Clash Royale, if you know what that is. We play it every day. But yeah, they're some of my best friends. It's been fun. It makes it a little bit easier to play down here with people you know. So it's just, we kind of carried over that same energy from Carolina to here. So
who's the best guy at Clash Royale?
Easily Wes. He's the clan leader right now with 7,500 trophies, if people who know or knows what that means.
That seems like a lot.
Yeah. He's number one in our clan out of 50 people, so he's very good.
That's impressive. But what's it like throwing to him after him being your catcher in college, him now being your catcher here in Double A?
No, it's fun. He didn't really catch too much in college, played more of like first base, but he's definitely progressed as a catcher, and I'm enjoying throwing to him. He knows how to call a game really well. He sticks pitches really well. So it's a good target to throw to.
And you were also a guy that went to South Carolina as a kid from South Carolina. What an experience that must have been.
Oh, yeah. I grew up a big USC fan. It was actually, so getting recruited, I actually had Clemson, a couple other schools, like rival schools interested. And then I guess South Carolina got word that I was going to visit them. And they brought me on a visit within that same week. And I couldn't say no. I just loved it too much. I grew up a big fan, so I definitely enjoyed my time there.
When you also got to pitch in the SEC, which is the premier college baseball conference in the country, you're pitching against teams like Vanderbilt, Georgia, Alabama, Texas A&M, Florida, on a week-in and week-out basis. What was it like facing that competition in the SEC?
I mean, we talk about this all the time. I would say it's similar to a really good high-A team and almost double-A level of baseball, but in college. I mean, it's very competitive, very elite players in that league. I can't speak for like Big Ten or any other schools, but I don't know. It's very competitive. You have to go out there. I mean, it's a win mentality in college. Obviously you want to win games here as well, but it's almost like a win now type of thing in college, but not as much development. So it's very competitive. So it's a tough league to play in for sure.
How much did it prepare you for pro ball? Cause you're in double A now and you kind of spent 4 years playing in double A at South Carolina.
Basically, yeah. It definitely prepares you. I'm sure any other guy that played in the SEC can tell you the same. It's just very competitive. I mean, a lot of good players. It's hard to be good in the SEC. So I would say it translates really well to playing in double A.
Well, TJ, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you guys.
This has been today's pregame interview, Shuckers and M-Braves at 11:05. Big thank you to TJ Shook for joining us as today's pregame interview on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network as we get closer and closer to first pitch on a Wednesday morning. First pitch scheduled for 11:05. Shuckers will send Christian Magias to the hill as they try and win their fifth game in a row. Magias this year 1-0 with a 3.97 ERA, but as a starter, he's made two starts and allows just one run in 9 3/3 innings. Walk 16, walk 6, strikeout 16 on the year. While Tanner Jordan goes for the M-Braves 1-2 with an ERA at an even 3 record, really not indicative of how well he's pitched this year. He's put on 15 innings over 3 starts, walked 3, struck out 15, and opponents hitting .207 against him. Shuckers won the opener last night by a 4-3 final. A late comeback, their first win when trailing after 6 innings, 7 innings, and 8 innings on the season. They'll try and look at 5 in a row today and streak towards their 11th win on the season, which, depending how things shake up in Montgomery, they're also playing right now against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Give the Shuckers a share of first place in the Southern League South Division by early afternoon. This has been today's Biloxi Shuckers pregame show on Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. When we return, it's first pitch from MGM Park on a Wednesday morning. One last chance to grab your breakfast and coffee before we get going from MGM Park. We're back after this.
Kick off the summer at MGM Park on Thursday, June 1st, as the Shuckers take on the Blue Wahoos with a beach towel giveaway night presented by Beau Rivage. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark and receive a special Shuckers beach towel to use throughout the summer. Visit the MGM Park box office or BiloxiShuckers.com to reserve your spot today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Watch the skies illuminate over MGM Park for a special show presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi on May 26th at 6:35 as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Join the Shuckers for Shuck Cancer Night on Saturday, April 29th at 6:05 with specialty jerseys that will be auctioned off after the game to benefit the American Cancer Society and raise funds in the battle against cancer. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
His 2-2 offer is swung on and missed, and Nick Bennett, a new career high.
In time, the tag from Caro, a terrific relay.
He leaps out, and he makes the catch and a dive.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN. Your home for every strikeout.
Swung through and missed. It's a new career high for Victor Castaneda.
Home run.
Curio swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Curio, first double-A home run!
And Shuckers walk-off.
Jackson Curio, a two-home run game, and the Shuckers win it, 7-6!
All season long.
The Biloxi Shuckers are going back to the Southern League Championship Series.
Time to head out to the ballpark for first pitch with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Welcome inside Morning Baseball from MGM Park as the Biloxi Shuckers take on the Mississippi Braves in Game 2 of a six-game series. Welcome inside, everybody. Javik Blake along with you as Christian Mejias gets set to go for the Biloxi Shuckers. The right-hander makes his fourth appearance and third start of the season. A guy who, as a starter, has been terrific. The one time he got tripped up is when he came in as a reliever against the M-Braves in Game 2 of that three-game set to open the season that the M-Braves won 11-6. But Mejias toes the rubber today and faces an M-Braves lineup that's just struggled recently to get runs. They've scored 12 runs over their last five games, but Andrew Moritz leads it up. He's been one of the hotter guys on this team, hitting just under 500 in his last five games. Cal Conley bats second. Kane Bunnell bats third. Landon Stevens behind him. Then it's Drew Campbell, Bo Phillip, Hudson Potts, Arden Pass, and Jacob Pearson. Let's take about 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruising, WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Christian Mejias throws down his final warm-up pitch. McHale fires it to second. We're just about ready to get underway on a Wednesday morning. A 76-degree day, bright and sunny. Not a cloud in the sky as we get set to go. It's a humid day, though. Feels like 87 down on the field. Wind just gently out to right at 5 miles an hour. Mejias fires home. Up high, ball one, and we're officially underway. First pitch time at 11:06 a.m. First education day here at MGM Park is off and running. The 1-0 delivery. Swing and a line drive in a right field for a base hit. And Andrew Moritz proves his hit streak to three straight. Gets on for the switch hitting Cal Conley. Connolly's a switch hitter who digs in from the left side. Hitting 228 on the year. 313 OBP. Mejias kicks and fires home. Swing and it's hammered. Deep to right but foul. Count goes 0-1. Mejia's last time out was terrific on the hill against the Rocket City Trash Pandas last week. 0-1 delivery. Swing and a miss on a changeup. That goes to 0-2. He struck out 7 over 4 1/3 innings. Second straight start where he struck out at least 7.
Got the tough luck, no decision, though. Shuckers will end up losing 5-3. The 2-2 pitch, lifted in the air, foul. Third base side, drifts out of play. Tyler Black, the third baseman, after it. And the count stays at 0-2. Around the outfield, Isaac Collins is in left. Jackson Churio is in center. Lamar Sparks is in right. Tyler Black's at third. Ethan Murray's at short. Felix Valerio at second. Xavier Warren at first. The pitch home. Up high and away. Count goes to 1-2. Nick Kale's the catcher behind the plate. Kale was the guy who was at the plate last night when the winning run scored for the Shuckers in that walk-off wild pitch. The 1-2 delivery. Misses up and away. Count evens up. 2-2. Connelly's got a 6-game hit streak. One of two different guys in this lineup with a hit streak of at least 6 games. Mejias delivers. Ground ball, left side of the infield. Murray, the shortstop, gets it, flips to the second base bag for one, and that's all the Shuckers get. Connelly grounds into the fielder's choice. Moritz retired. Now that brings up the left-handed hitting Cade Bunnell. Man on first. One out, top of the first inning. Just underway between the Shuckers and the Embraves. Mejias delivers home. Rolls foul. Right off the netting in front of the Shuckers dugout in the first base side. And the count goes to 0-1. Mejias, 23 years old, out of Valencia in Venezuela. One of a couple different guys on this team from Venezuela. His 0-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Now goes to 0-2. Bunnell this year hitting 184 with a 286 OBP. Big problem for him and with a lot of this Embraves team has been the strikeout. Strikeout 46% of the time. The 0-2 delivery. Swing and hammer. Deep in the air to right. Sparks turns around, looks at it, and it's gone. Third home run of the series for the Embraves, and it's an early 2-0 lead. Bunnell's first home run of the season. Drives in his 6th and 7th runs of the year. Crosses home and it brings up Landon Stevens. The second home run of the year allowed by Mejias. Both have been to the Embraves. The other one was to Drew Lugbauer back on opening weekend. First pitch to the righty, Stevens. Ground ball, third base side. Couple hops to Black. Gets it off his back foot. Slings it to first. It's high and wide. Pulls Warren off the bag, and Stevens reaches. It's an E5 on Black.
Right fielder number one, Drew Campbell.
His third error of the year. Left-handed hitting Drew Campbell steps in. Campbell hitting 229 on the year. One out, one on. First pitch. Line drive foul. First base side towards the Shuckers bullpen. Count goes 0-1. Shuckers trail it 2-0. Embraves have scored all of their runs this series. We'll check that. Not all of them, all but one. 4 of the 5 off a homer. The 0-1 delivery. Bunt shown, pulled back. Misses up high. And evens up 1-1. Campbell's heated up recently. Last 5 games, hitting exactly 300. The 1-1 delivery. Swing and a ground ball foul. Towards the Shuckers dugout in the first base side. Count goes to 1-2. Stevens off first. Mejias set. Now the 1-2 delivery. Misses just inside. Count evens up. 2-2.
So far as a starter, the first inning is where Mejias has allowed all of his runs. He's allowed three in the inning. 2-2 delivery. Swing and a line drive back up the middle into center field for a base hit. Stevens to second, Campbell to first.
Second baseman, number 9, Bo Phillip.
Brings up the right-handed hitting, Bo Phillip. Already three hits in the inning for the M-Braves. All of them have been hit hard. Right-handed Phillip steps in. Pitch for Mejias. Fastball. Called strike one in the outside corner by home plate umpire Brian Van Racken. Ray Valero Bolivar is your first base umpire today, and Bobby Tissone is at third. Mejias sets. Stevens off second. Campbell off first. Another pitch. Curveball. Smacked foul. Right by the third base coach's box, and Braves manager Hinokoa Teixeira. In his first season with the M-Braves. Former manager of the Rome Braves last year, the High A affiliate in the South Atlantic League. Got it. No balls and two strikes to Phillip. Mejias checks second. Now delivers home. Fastball up and away. Now goes to one ball and two strikes. Phillip this year hitting 256, but a 360 OBP. Highest mark on the active roster. Mejias delivers. Swing and lifts it foul. First base side up and out of play. As a freight carrier destined for Keesler Air Force Base does a big wide turn around the Beau Rivage Casino that sits just beyond the right center field wall. The massive plane, maybe 120 feet up off the ground. Everybody dances off. Check back to second. It's down in the dirt. Lario picks it. Stevens is off to third. The throw to third is in time. Now with throw to second. Campbell sneaks to second on the back end. So Campbell steals second. Stevens is picked off. Now it still stays at one ball and two strikes. Now two outs and Campbell's at second. He is one pitch away from getting out of the inning. He comes set. Now the pitch. Misses away. Bounces into Cale's glove off the outside corner. Count evens up 2-2. It's a hot day behind the plate for Cale. And it's going to be a hot day behind the plate for Arden Pass on the other side of things. Temperatures getting up towards the 80s. 2-2 delivery. Curveball smacked down the third baseline. Diving snag by Black. Gets to his feet. Fires to first. Warren the pick. And that ends the inning. Tyler Black, a great play down the third baseline, and that gets the Shuckers out of further trouble here in the first. In the inning, two runs on three hits, one error, and one runner left on base. Shuckers to bat after this for a half inning of play, and the M-Braves lead it 2-0.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Might just turn around to 180. I ain't politicking, I ain't kissing no baby. It's the devil on my doorstep being so shady.
bottom of the first inning. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network in Valley Live. Shuckers trailing 2-0. And the right-hander, Tanner Gordon, goes to the hill for the Embrace. Right-hander makes his fourth start of the year, 1-2 with an ERA of an exactly 3. Faces the switch hitter, Isaac Collins, who leads it off. First pitch to him is a fastball. It's called strike one. Warm day here at the ballpark. The ball's going to fly a good bit this afternoon. Pitch to Collins. Swings and pops it up foul. Out of play in the third base side. And the count goes 0-2. The pitch. Collins lifts it in the air. Out in short right field. Both Phillip, the second baseman, makes the catch. Collins retired for the first out. Brings up Jackson Churio. He bats second in the order this afternoon. The first pitch from Gordon. Churio swings and misses. Camp goes down and one. The pitch home. Churio whacks it back up the middle. Couple hops to the shortstop. Connolly slings it high to first. Potts' foot came up off the bag for a Bowman. Able to get it back down in time. And Churio's retired for the second out. Let's set the defense for the Embraves. Andrew Moritz in left. Jacob Pearson in center. Drew Campbell's in right. Third to first round the infield goes Cade Bunnell, Cal Connolly, Bo Phillip, and Hudson Potts with Arden Pass behind home plate. First pitch to Black. He fouls it back. And the count goes 0-1. Black's had a fantastic year with the Shuckers. Heads into today with a 4.59 OBP. The 0-1 delivery. Black takes a strike on the outside corner. Count goes 0-2. That 4.59 OBP, top 10 in the Southern League. The 0-2 delivery. Black takes low. And the count goes to 1-2. He's been able to get on base. He's hit for power. He's hit for average. It's been a real good start. Guy at a right state. The pitch fouls it back. Count stays at 1-2. That's probably the most interesting part about Black. He's not a guy that went to one of your traditional baseball powerhouses. Went to a right state who plays their games in the Horizon League. 1-2 delivery. Black takes low and the count evens up. 2-2. All schools in the Midwest. UW Milwaukee's one. 2-2 delivery. Black swings and misses. Change up. Bit high in the zone. That ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Perfect first for Tanner Gordon. We head to the top of the second inning. 2-0 Embraves. Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seals Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seals has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seals Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport. Visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away goes
troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Bunnell home run in the first inning. Right-handed hitting Hudson Potts leads it off against Mejias. Mejias kicks and fires home. Curveball up and in. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. Potts this year hitting 196 with a 255 OBP. Mejias delivers. Fastball misses up high, and the count goes 2-1. Military freight carrier that flew by the ballpark in the first makes a return appearance here in the second. 2-1 delivery, misses low, and the count goes to 3-1. MGM Park's located not even a mile away from Keesler Air Force Base, one of the largest Air Force bases in the country. 3-1 delivery, fouled straight back. Count goes full with 3-2. Shuckers today wearing their military-themed jerseys for Military Wednesday at the ballpark. 3-2 delivery from Mejias. Swing and hammer deep and high in the air to right. No wind to help it out. It dives towards the warning track, and Sparks makes the catch for the first out. Brings up the right-handed hitting Arden Past. Makes his first appearance in this series and first appearance against the Shuckers. And comes in today 3-14 on the year. One out, nobody on. Pitch from Mejias. Lifted in the air. Short right field. Warren, the first baseman, goes out. Valerio, the second baseman, goes out. Makes the catch on the run. All of a sudden, Mejias has retired 3 in a row. Here's up a left-handed hitting, Jacob Pearson. Pearson stands at the very back of the left-handed box, hitting 150 this year for the M Braves. Mejias fires home. Fastball, called a strike at the letters, and the count goes 0-1. It's 2-0 M Braves over the Shuckers here on the top of the second inning. The delivery home. Swing and a ground ball. Beats Murray up at short. Gets in the center. Tried to backhand it and took a little bit of a short hop and snuck over his glove. Not an error. It's a hard hit ball from Pearson. It's Pearson's first hit. Extends his hit streak to 4 in a row. Ends up the left-handed hitting Andrew Moritz. One on with 2 outs. Top of the second inning. M Braves lead it 2-0. Deep breath from Mejias. Now delivers. Misses low. Count goes to 1-0. Moritz singled to right in the first inning. Part of 3 hits in the first for the M Braves that played at 2 runs. Mejias delivers. Runner off to second. Kale's throw to second's wide. And in a right center field, Churio picks it up. Pearson didn't see the throw go into center. He stays put. It's Pearson's first stolen base of the year, 17th on the season for the M Braves. It's a runner in scoring position for the second straight inning with 2 outs. The 2-0 delivery. Swing and a ground ball to first. Warren grabs it, underhands to Mejias, who taps the bag, and that ends the inning. Known for the second straight inning, And Braves leave a guy on in scoring position. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Through an inning and a half, and Braves lead it 2-0. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network in Valley Line.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah!
Right foot kills to the seams. It's a very long strike one. Javik Blake back with you. Morning baseball. Pitch misses low. Count evens up and ball in one strike. Morning baseball here at MGM Park. First of three morning games the Shuckers will play at home this year. The 1-1 delivery. Misses down low. The count goes to two balls in one strike. Warren hitting 241 this year. The pitch home. And Gordon either catches a spike or loses concentration, doesn't throw the pitch, and stumbles off the mound. With nobody on, it's not a balk, not a pitch clock violation. 2-1 delivery. Warren fouls it back. Count evens up 2-2. Count it, two balls and two strikes to Warren. Readjusts the batting gloves and wipes them off on his pants. The 2-2 delivery. Swings and lifts it foul. Third base side out of play. Count stays even at two balls and two strikes. The righty Gordon kicks and fires home. Swing and a ground ball tapped back up the middle. Bunnell, the third baseman, gets it in front of the second base. Back to third. First is low and gets by Potts into the first row. And Warren gets a free pass to second. Goes down as an E5. First error of the year for Bunnell. We'll give the Shuckers a runner in scoring position for Lamar Sparks. First pitch to him. Fouls it. Back off past mask. Goes to no balls and one strike. Sparks was the hero last night. Tripled to start off the ninth inning. Just the second triple of the year for the Shuckers. Came around to score and a wild pitch to walk it off. Check back to second. Warren dives back in. Gordon today is making his sixth start of his career against the Shuckers. Native of Champaign, Illinois. The 0-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. He's a kid that grew up in Champaign. That's where the University of Illinois is held. Illinois Fighting Illini. He's a guy that went to Indiana. The 0-2 pitch. Fouled back. Count stays at 0-2. Gordon sets. Delivers home to Sparks. Misses way outside. Count goes to 1-2. Warren off second. Nobody out here in the second inning. Shuckers trail it 2-0. Gordon delivers. Misses away. Count evens up. 2-2. Sparks hitting 214 on the year. He's walked a ton. Tied for the league lead. 2-2 delivery. Ground ball left side of the infield. Couple hops to Manel at third. Backs up, fires to first. And retires Sparks for the out. That brings up the right-handed hitting Jefferson Caro. First time we've seen him in the lineup in over a week. Last time he played was last Tuesday at Rocket City in the series opener. Didn't play the rest of the series. And now starts today in the DH spot for the Shuckers. First pitch he sees in 8 days. He has a fastball. First strike one. Hitting 250 on the year. The 280 OBP. Makes his 8th appearance of the season. 0-1 delivery. Cranks it out towards left field. Moritz goes back and makes the catch towards the warning track. Caro got good wood on it. But he hit it right to Moritz. Brings up the right-handed hitting Felix Valerio. 2 outs, 1 on. Shuckers trail it 2-0 in the second inning. Valerio this year hitting 143 with a 333 on base percentage. Represents the tying run. Pitch from Gordon. Valerio swings and misses. Fastball high in the zone. Now goes to 0-1. Valerio hitting 143 on the year with a 333 on base percentage. Calls time and steps on out. Shuckers lineup has been held relatively quiet by M-Brave starters so far in this series. The pitch home. Misses high. And the count evens up. 1-1. Yesterday, they were held to just 2 hits through 6 innings by M-Brave starter Alan Ron Hell, including as he retired the last 17 batters he faced. The 1-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. It goes 1-2. And today, Gordon's retired 5 of the first 6 he's faced. So starting pitching for the M-Braves going back to yesterday has retired 22 of the last 23 Shuckers hitters. The 1-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. Fastball high in the zone. And after the leadoff error that allows Warren to get on, Gordon retires the Shuckers in order. No runs, no hits, 1 error, 1 runner left on base. We head to the top of the third, and it's 2-0 M-Braves. Biloxi Shuckers baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network. And Family Live continues in a moment.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi.
Hey,
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
The batter in the order, Cal Conley leads it off against the right-hander, Christian Mejias. He has a long stare in, now delivers his first pitch of the inning. Misses inside, and the count goes to one ball and no strikes. The game's really settled down since that two-run home run from Cade Bunnell, who stands on deck, made it 2-0 M-Braves in the first inning. The 1-0 delivery. Swing and a broken bat flare out to right. Sparks comes on, sticks up the glove, and makes the catch. Balled a lot of speed on it for a broken bat flare.
Third baseman, 24, Cade Bunnell.
Brings up Cade Bunnell. One out, nobody on. Top of the third inning. Shuckers trail it 2-0. First pitch to the lefty, Bunnell. Comes on home. It's a fastball that misses inside. Goes to one ball and no strikes. The pitch home. Swing and a ground ball roped right side of the infield. Valerio gets it in short right, fires to first. And retires Bunnell for the second out. Two outs, nobody on. 2-0 M-Braves. Brings up the right-handed hitting Landon Stevens. Reached an error back in the first inning. Pitch for Mejias. Swing and a miss. Count goes to 0-1. Sun continues to shine bright here on a Wednesday morning. Not a cloud in the sky here. Beautiful day in Biloxi. The 0-1 delivery. Misses low. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. Get a perfect view of the ocean. Out beyond the right field wall. Bright sunny day. The 1-1 delivery. Wave and a miss on the slider. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. He's trying to work through his second straight scoreless inning. Evens calls time and steps out. Big deep breath from the righty. Kicks and fires home. Curveball misses high. Kemp goes to 1-2. He's rocking the high black socks. Bright white cleats. Stares in. Twirls the ball around a bit with his hand and his glove. Now delivers home. Fastball. Called strike three. First strikeout of the day for Mejias. Caps off a 1-2-3 top of the third inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Through 2.5, M-Braves 2, Shuckers nothing. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball, Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network, and Valley Lot.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEV Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park, box office, or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Oh, Phillip, the second baseman, charges in, stands under it. It's called off by the first baseman, Hudson Potts. He deflects it in the air, and Phillip comes up with it. Almost turned into disaster for the M-Braves, but Potts helps out Phillip and retires Murray for the first out. Right-handed hitting Nick Cale steps in. First at bat today. The pitch comes home. It's a fastball. Called strike one. Cale 0 for 10 on the year with a walk and six strikeouts. Gets the start behind the plate today. A one delivery. Misses low. Now evens up one ball and one strike. It's Cale's fourth start of the year. In the bright yellow batting gloves. The pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. Count goes to 1-2. Guy who spent his college years at Washington in the Pac-12. 1-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. Dials up a fastball in the inside corner. Cale strikes out. Second out of the inning. Ends up switch hitting Isaac Collins with nobody on. 2-0 M-Braves in the bottom of the third inning. And they've pitched it well so far. Andrew Gordon's been electric. First pitch. Collins takes a strike on the outside corner. Goes to 0-1. Connolly, the shortstop, ships over towards up the middle. Pennell pretty much plays straight up third. Gordon delivers. Check swing, fouled off. Count goes to 0-2. Try to hold up on a high fastball. Pitch from Gordon. Collins takes slow. And goes to one ball and two strikes. He popped out to second back in the first inning. Gordon's retired 8 of the first 9 he's faced. 1-2 delivery. Called strike 3 on the inside corner, make it 9 of the first 10 batters he's faced. And the Shuckers go hitless through the first 3 innings. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. It's 2-0 M-Braves after 3. Back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport. Visit sealstires.com.
Top of the fourth inning, back at MGM Park. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live. Right now, it's a 2-0 lead for the M Braves. Shuckers have been held hitless through the first three innings. Precious Mejias back on the mound for the fourth, faces the lefty Drew Campbell. First pitch is up and away. Count goes to 1-0 and 0 strikes. Campbell single back in the first inning. Pitch to him. Called strike on the inside corner. Count evens up 1-1 strike. Campbell's hit was part of three hits in the first inning off Mejias. And Braves have just won since. The pitch home. Misses away. And count goes to 2-1 strike. Mejias, kind of the opposite of yesterday with Tobias Myers. 2-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Top of the zone. Count evens up 2-2. Myers was great through four innings, allowed two runs in the fifth, and then settled down before exiting after the sixth. Now, he has started off a little shaky, but since then, he's been terrific. 2-2 delivery, up and away. Count goes to 3-2 strikes. Now, he just peers in, now kicks and fires on home. Swing and a ground ball, jams him off the inside corner. Valerio at second, gets it, fires to Warren. Campbell's retired for the out. Eight retired out of the last nine for Mejias. Brings up the right-handed hitting Bo Phillip, who was robbed by Tyler Quack down the third baseline last time up. One out, nobody on in the top of the fourth inning. Mejias delivers home. Swing and a ground ball roped right to Murray at short. Grabs it, throws it over to first. It's wide and it's past Warren. Towards the Shuckers dugout, smacks off the concrete. Phillip stays at first off the error. Second error today by the Shuckers. Brings up the right-handed hitting Hudson Potts. Sailed it just a bit wide down the first base line. Now we have an injury timeout. Trainer Greg Harrell jogs out of the dugout. Manager Kaneko Teixeira comes over from third. Phillip was doing a little bit of stretching next to the first base bag. Points to the back of his right leg. Sees looked at, gives us a chance to check out the Iowa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Two other games in progress, top of the fourth inning. Smokies up 2-0 on the Birmingham Barons. In the middle of the third inning, Pensacola has jumped out early on Montgomery. It's a 6-1 score. Other game is later tonight at 7:15 between Rocket City and Chattanooga. Cameron Crow goes for Rocket City, while Chattanooga not yet named a starter yet. Phillips okay. Harrell jogs back to the dugout. Teixeira walked back across the diamond to third. That Pensacola-Montgomery score is a big one. The Shuckers win today and the Biscuits lose. The Shuckers will be tied for first in the Southern League South Division in the first half. One out, one on. Pitch to Potts. Rolled foul, third base side. Count goes to 0-1. Potts flew out to right in the second inning. Mejias delivers. Misses low. Count evens up 1-1 strike. Phillip inches off first. Mejias delivers. Swing and a miss. Changeup up high in the zone. Goes to one ball and two strikes. Mejias has only struck out one batter today. That's when you know you're by the beach. A couple of seagulls do a flyby behind home plate. 1-2 delivery, up and in. Count evens up, two balls and two strikes. But outside of the first inning, there hasn't really been much hard contact against Mejias. Two guys have reached since the first, one on a single and another on the error. Ethan Murray a batter ago. 2-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. Gets him on a fluttering pitch into the zone. Second strikeout today. Second out of the inning. He's up the catcher, Arden Pabst. Pabst in his second year with the Braves system. Man on first with two outs. 2-0 and Braves in the fourth inning. Check back to first. Warren slaps the tag on Phillip, but he's back in time. Pabst was previously a member of the Pirates organization up through the 2021 season. The pitch home. Misses away. The count goes to 1-0. At his best year as a professional back in 2018 when he split time between Bradenton, Altoona, and the Indianapolis Indians. Three different levels in the Pirate system. The pitch home. Misses low. And the count goes to 2-0. Hit 264 that year and cracked 10 homers for the first time in his career. Just 66 games. Not someone who's played a ton as a professional. 2-0 delivery. Swing and a miss. That goes to 2-1. He's played seven seasons, but only 329 professional games. This is his 330th. Hasn't played more than 73 in a season. That came back in 2019 with the Altoona curve. The 2-1 delivery. It's a curveball. Called a strike in the outside corner. Count evens up. Two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 delivery. Pops it up foul. First base side up and out of play. Count stays at two balls and two strikes. Mejias sets. Now comes home. Up and in. Fouls it off. Went to turn away and accidentally made contact with the baseball. Count stays at two balls and two strikes. Went at 93 for Mejias. It's a guy that normally sits around 93 to 95 on that fastball. Guy that's swung between the bullpen and the starting rotation throughout his career. The 2-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. Gets him on a changeup at 84. Back-to-back strikeouts end the inning. No runs, no hits, one error, and one runner left on base. We're through 3.5. 2-0 M Braves. The Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows. It's how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
That's how I get my grill on.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday.
Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Kaneka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Hi, this is Tyler Black, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For the Shuckers here in the fourth inning. First pitch he sees is fouled off. First base side out of play. Goes to no balls and one strike. Javik White back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network. Shuckers trail it 2-0. Still looking for their first hit. The pitch misses low. Count evens up, 1-1. Churio 0-1 today. The pitch. Swing and smacks it. Couple hops. Foul. Third base side. And the count goes to 1-2. Right-handed batter steps back in against the righty Gordon. He comes home. Churio rolls over the top of it. Over to third. Bunnell grabs it on the run. Fires to first. Beats Churio by a step. He's retired for the first out of the inning. Brings up the left-handed hitting Tyler Black. Shuckers trail it 2-0 here in the fourth inning. One out, nobody on. First pitch from Gordon. Changeup misses inside at 81. Count goes to 1-0. The pitch home. Black fouls it back. Count evens up, 1-1. Gordon ended his college career in Indiana, where he started, though. Got drafted after a single year with the Hoosiers, after playing a couple years at John A. Logan Community College in Indiana. The pitch, swing and a line drive, couple hops, eats up Phillip, and gets in the right for a base hit. It took a weird hop and just snuck over his glove. Black with the single. It's his third game with a hit. And extends his on-base streak to 15 in a row. That's every game he's played in this year. Shuckers have their first hit since the bottom of the ninth inning last night. Brings up the switch hitting Xavier Warren from the left side. Shuckers trail it 2-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. The pitch from Gordon. Called strike on the outside corner. That goes down 1-1. The righty Gordon sets, now fires home. Warren takes away. Count evens up, 1-1. Black off first. The pitch home. Warren swings and rolls it on the ground. Black jumps over it. Diving stop by Phillip in short right. Turn fires the first. Not in time. Warren beats it out by a half step. Back-to-back hits for the Shuckers. And that brings up Lamar Sparks. It was a good play by Phillip. Even though he didn't get the out, it prevented Tyler Black from going first to third on a ball to short right. Sparks is 0-1 today. He's got the tying run at first. Sparks the plate is the go-ahead run in a 2-0 ball game. Pitch to Gordon. Misses low and away. Goes 1-0 to Sparks. Grounded out to third back in the second inning. Righty Gordon delivers. Sparks fouls it back. Count evens up, 1-1. Gordon delivers. Fastball misses away. Count goes to 2-1. Well, check that. Count goes to 1-2. Home plate umpire Brian Van Racken checked with the first base umpire Ray Valero Bolivar. Determined sparks went around. Count at 1-2 with one out. Righty Gordon checks to second. Blacks back in time. This was a Shuckers team that ran wild in the opening series against the M-Braves. They were a perfect 7-for-7 on stolen bases in those opening three games at Trustmark Park. Black a big lead off second. Continues to dance. The pitch home. Sparks fouls it back. Heat-seeking missile that just gets up over the netting. Smacks right below the Southern Division champion. Tanner that hangs on the first base side. Count stays at 1-2 with one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Shuckers are threatening. 2-1 with one out. Pitch from Gordon. Sparks swings and misses. Fastball high in the zone. It's the fifth strikeout of the afternoon for Gordon. Brings up the right-handed hitting Jefferson Caro. We'll get a moment. Let's take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Written Network.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Jefferson Caro up and Gordon checks to second or even comes home. Black scampers back. He's at second. Xavier Warren's at first and Jefferson Caro's at the plate. 2-0 M-Braves here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Pitch to the righty Caro. Swings and misses. A long swing and a fastball. It goes to 0-1. Shuckers trail it 2-0 thanks to a 2-run home run in the first inning from Cade Bunnell for the M-Braves. The pitch to Caro. Swings and misses. Fastball up and in. Helmet almost pops off. Count goes to 0-2 with two outs. Blacks at second. Warren's at first. Caro hit it hard last time up but flew out to left. The 0-2 delivery. Swing and tips it right into Papp's glove for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts with the runner in scoring position. Ends the inning. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. Into the top of the fifth inning. M-Braves up 2-0 on the Shuckers. Let's see, Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
The fifth inning at MGM Park. Back on the hill for the second. 2-0 Embrace. First pitch of the inning is hit high and hard and deep to right. Pearson lifts up and smacks it off the scoreboard. Fourth home run of the series for the Embraves. Their second of the ball game, and it's 3-0. It's Pearson's second of the year. Crosses home. starts back-to-back games with two home runs for the M Braves. They now hit three of their four in the series in the fifth inning with nobody out. They hit back-to-back homers to lead off the fifth yesterday from Javier Valdez and Drew Campbell. Left-handed hitting Andrew Moritz comes up. Pitch from Mejias. Called strike on the outside corner. Goes down 1-1. The home run for Pearson, his second of the year. Drives in his fifth run. 0-1 delivery. Rolled foul. First base side. Kemp goes to no balls and two strikes. Freddy Mejias fires home. Swing and roped right to Warren at first. Takes a step into foul territory and make the catch. First out of the inning. Brings up the switch hitting Cal Conley. Chuckers get Nick Bennett up in the bullpen now. Here's his first pitch to Conley. Hit in the air towards center field. Churio stayed back on it. Now charges in. Sticks up the glove and makes the catch for the out. Two outs, nobody on. Left-handed hitting Cade Bunnell comes up. He has one of the two home runs for the M Braves this afternoon. Had a two-run shot in the first inning that made it 2-0. Mejias delivers. Fastball up and in. Count goes to 1-1 and no strikes. Well, the M Braves right now, it was not a team coming into this series that had been very hot. 1-0 delivery. Slider misses inside, and the count goes to 2-0. With this M Braves team, pitching-wise, has looked terrific. And hitting-wise, they've done enough today to get things to a 3-0 lead. The pitch is fouled away. Now towards the Shuckers bullpen. Count goes to 2-1. And really, last night, if not for the walk slate, M Braves likely would have won the opener. Mejias is 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Count evens up 2-2. Two outs, nobody on. He is trying to work out of the fifth inning. The pitch home. Curveball. Called strike three on the inside corner. Fourth strikeout today for Mejias. And after the home run, tires the M Braves in order. Home run plates one. One run, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're halfway through on a Wednesday afternoon. Bring up the M Braves on Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live.
Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Get out to MGM Park on Saturday, June 3rd at 6:05 against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The first 1,000 fans will receive a military jersey-themed lunchbox presented by ASAP. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Fifth inning, 3-0 to the M Braves. Gordon back on the hill, fires his first pitch. Valerio stares at it from the right-handed box. And it's a called strike one. Jacob Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network. The 0-1 delivery. Lifts it foul. First base side out of play. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. Thanks so much for joining us on your Wednesday afternoon. Just past the 12 o'clock hour. The 0-2 pitch. Tips it in Papp's glove for strike three. Third straight strikeout for Gordon. Seventh strikeout on the day for Gordon. Brings up the right-handed hitting Ethan Murray. One out, nobody on. Shuckers have been held scoreless for now 10 and a third consecutive innings. The pitch, swing and a miss. Count goes to 0-1. That's 10 and a third consecutive against M-Braves starting pitching. They've been terrific. Alenron Hell held the Shuckers scoreless through six yesterday. The 0-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Fastball up high. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. Murray popped out the right side of the infield back in the third inning. It was deflected by the first baseman Hudson Potts and snabbed by the second baseman Bo Phillip. The pitch home. Murray lifts it foul. Behind home plate, out of play. Count stays at no balls and two strikes. The pitch home. Misses away. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. Gordon delivers. Murray looks at it low, and the count evens up at two balls and two strikes. It was the 65th pitch of the afternoon for Gordon. Delivers at home. Misses low, and the count goes to three balls and two strikes. The reason why his pitch count's in such good shape, this is the first 3-2 count he's had today. Hasn't gone very deep in many counts. The pitch home. Misses low for ball four. The first walk work today by Shuckers hitting. Brings up the right-handed hitting Nick Kim. Reminder, fans, you can join in on the broadcast. Use our text the booth line at 601-514-0776. Let us know where you're tuning in from this afternoon. Again, that's 601-514-0776. Join our text the booth line. And on first with one out, the 3-0 ball game. The pitch to Kale. Here's a check swing. Late umpire Brian Van Racken says he goes around. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Gordon delivers. Kale takes low. Check to first. Check swing. They say he does not go. Count evens up. One ball and one strike. Kale struck out swinging back in the third inning. The pitch to him. He swings and fouls it back. Goes to one ball and two strikes. Shuckers have Ryan Middendorf up in the bullpen. 25-year-old right-handed arm. The 1-2 delivery. Kale swings and lifts this one high in the air, not deep to right. Campbell, the right fielder, comes on in a couple steps and makes the catch for the out. Kale's retired for the second out. Swings things around to the top of the order. Switch hitter Isaac Collins steps in from the left side against Gordon. That was just the 70th pitch of the afternoon for Gordon. Pitch count's in terrific shape. Well, the Shuckers scoreless through 4 2/3. Check back to first. Murray's back in time. Murray, couple steps off first. The pitch home. Collins lifts it in the air, foul. Base side out of play. Goes to no balls and one strike. Collins, really one of the more interesting amateur baseball stories on this team. Born and raised in Minnesota. The 0-1 delivery. Swings and lifts it foul. third base side out of play. Count goes 0-2. But he was just as good of a football player in high school as he was a baseball player. He's one of just two athletes to be nominated for the Mr. Minnesota Award in football and baseball in the state's history. The other guy was a well-known catcher by the name of Joe Mauer, who had an illustrious career with the Twins. The 0-2 pitch, Collins swings and hammers this one high in the air towards right center. Only problem is there's no one to help it. Pearson, the center fielder, ranges over, makes the catch to end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. It's 3-0 M Braves after five. Lexi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
The sixth inning from MGM Park. David Blake back with you. It's a 3-0 M Braves lead. Right-hander faces the righty, Landon Stevens. His first pitch, it's a slider that misses outside. Count goes to 1-0. Christian Mejias, done after five innings, gives up 3 runs on 5 hits, no walks, 4 strikeouts. The 1-0 delivery. Slider bites the top of the zone at 76, and count evens up 1-1. Mejias threw just 71 pitches, but he was about to go through the meat of the order for the third time. The 1-1 delivery. Fastball misses inside. Goes to 2-1. So they hand things over to Ryan Middendorf. Allowed 6 earned runs in 6 innings this year over 5 appearances. He's been real good his last couple of appearances. The 2-1 delivery. Ground ball, third base side, dribbles foul. Black snares it in foul territory. The count evens up 2-2. Last pitched on Sunday, 2 scoreless innings, went 6 up, 6 down with 3 strikeouts and a Shuckers win. Him and Daryl Thompson, former teammates, the Schaumburg Boomers in the Frontier League, closed out a Shuckers win. The 2-2 delivery, up and away. Goes full with 3-2. The pitch home. Misses away. 4, and the Shuckers walk a batter for the first time this afternoon. Drew Campbell comes up. He's single back in the first inning. It brings out pitching coach Will Shearholtz. That walk was the first of the year from Middendorf. He's not a guy who walks a lot of people. Pitched real well last season, well enough to earn a trip to the Arizona Fall League. Played with the Glendale Desert Dogs. That's the Brewers' assigned team. The way it works in the Arizona Fall League, there are 6 teams, and each team in the AFL is assigned 5 major league organizations that they can send players to. The Desert Dogs, the one that the Shuckers can send players to. Biddendorf was one of them. Jefferson Caro, who the Shuckers DH today, was another one of those guys that helped the Desert Dogs reach the championship game in the Arizona Fall League. The first pitch to the lefty Campbell to call strike one. Fall Leagues. A little bit like kind of your summer all-stars when you were little, playing Little League. But for affiliated ball, 0-1 delivery. Check that, called the strike on the outside corner. Just bent back in. Through snow balls and two strikes and lefty Campbell. There's a lot of talent. Tyler Black played there as well. Theo 2 delivery. Misses low. Kale keeps it in front of him. Goes to one ball and two strikes. Stevens off first. Campbell's 1-for-2 today with a single and a ground out. Biddendorf delivers. Swings and fouls it back. Count stays at 1-2. Righty Middendorf comes set. Glove above the letters. Now delivers the pitch. Misses up and away. Good job by Kale to stick out the left arm and make sure he didn't go by him. Count evens up at 2-2. Shuckers trail it 3-0 here in the top of the sixth inning. The pitch home. Swing and a ground ball back up the middle into center field for a base hit. Stevens touches second. Takes a turn, but retreats back to the bag. Churio throws it back in. Puts runners on first and second with nobody out for the right-handed hitting Bo Phillip. Gives us a chance to take a look at the farm report, the Iowa Parks Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Top of the ninth inning in Zebulon. Mudcats looking for a comeback. They trail the Kannapolis Cannonballers 4-3. The first pitch. Roll on the ground to short. Murray gets it. Goes to second for one. The return to first. Not in time. Phillip beats it out by a half step. Stevens to third. Phillip to first in the fielder's choice. One out, though. Brings up the right-handed hitting Hudson Potts with runners in the corners. Shuckers trail it 3-0. Double play would get him out of the inning. First pitch to Potts. Slider trickles in for strike one. In high A, bottom of the first inning, Skycarp up 1-0 on the Timber Rattlers. And at 7:35 Eastern time, 6:35 Central, this sounds back action against the Storm Chasers. The pitch is fouled back. Goes to 0-2. Caleb Bushley gets the start for the Sounds. Team that's 11-10 on the year. Check back to first. Phillip back in time. Nick Bennett, who is up during the fifth inning, is now up again in the bullpen for the Shuckers. Bullpen silent for the Embraves. Tanner Gordon's been terrific today. Pitch count's in good shape. The pitch, slider, misses low. Count goes to 1-2. Potts today is 0-2. Struck out on a fastball off the outside corner last time up. He was back in the fourth inning. The pitch home. Swing and a ground ball to third. Black grabs it, bobbles it, trickles in front of him, fires across the diamond to first. The throw, the pick from Warren in time. Another good play from Black. Good recovery after the bobble. But it does allow Stevens to score. And it's 4-0. Fifth RBI of the year for Black. Check that. Fifth RBI of the year for Potts. Error erase the chance for a double play. Now brings up the right-handed hitting Arden Papps. First pitch is fouled off. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball. Called the strike. And the count goes to 0-2. Middendorf, one strike away from getting out of the inning. And Braves have tacked on another and lead it 4-0. Middendorf fires, swings, and fouls it back up onto the sweet level. Back off the facade and back into the first couple of rows right behind the Shuckers dugout. Count stays at no balls and two strikes. Phillip off second. Two outs in the inning. The pitch. Slider. Just misses low. Kale trying to present it. Right at the bottom of the strike zone. Doesn't get the call. Middendorf sets the letters. Now fires home. Slider. Called strike three on the outside corner. Looking strikeout to end the inning. That ends the top of the sixth. One run, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. We're through 5.5, and Braves lead it 4-0. Shuckers up to the plate when we return. Biloxi Shuckers, Broadcast Network, and Family Live.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Went in the blue walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best.
Territory and right field side. Hudson Potts, the first baseman, after it. And it drops down out of play. Reminder that foul balls are brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Pitch from Gordon. Churio looks at it off the outside corner. Count evens up 1-1. It was Gordon's 75th pitch of the afternoon. Hasn't gone past the 80-pitch mark yet. Pitch to Churio. Called strike on the outside corner. And the count goes to 1-2. He has gone through 6 innings before, though. Came last start against Montgomery. The 1-2 delivery. Misses low and away. Count evens up 2-2. Got the loss. 3-0 loss for the M-Braves. 2-2 pitch. Churio lines it in the air towards right center field. Campbell comes over, dives, and it's past him. Churio rounds first, blasts off to second. The throw is late. And Churio's got a hit in his fifth straight game. Churio's second double for his five-game hit streak. Now puts the runner in scoring position. Left-handed hitting black. Shuckers down by four. Nobody out in the bottom of the sixth inning. The pitch. Black fouls it off. Out of play in the third base side. Count it, no balls and one strike. Third time today, the Shuckers have had a runner in scoring position. The pitch to Black swings and lifts it foul. Left field side out of play. And the count goes to 0-2. The problem, however, is that the Shuckers just haven't been able to get anyone in. Video 2 delivery. Black takes away, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Black singled last time up. It was the first hit of the day for a Shucker off Gordon. The 1-2 delivery. Black swings and lofts it softly in the air towards left. Moritz over towards the line into foul territory, sticks up the glove, and makes the catch for the out. First out of the inning, brings up the switch hitting Xavier Warren. Digs in from the left side. Warren's had a good day today. Reached base in both of his plate appearances, once on an error and last time up off a single. Gordon fires. Warren takes up high. Count goes to 1-0. The pitch misses away. And the count evens up. Two ball. Count goes to two balls and no strikes. Pitch home. Warren swings and lifts it foul. First base side out of play. Now goes to 2-1. The 2-1 delivery. Warren takes low and the count goes to three balls and one strike. Delivery. Warren swings and hammers this. High in the air, not deep though. Up towards left. Moritz, the left fielder, comes in and makes the catch for the second out. Two outs and a runner in scoring position. Brings up Lamar Sparks, but before that, brings out the manager, Kanekoa Teixeira. Points to the bullpen. And the day ends for Tanner Gordon. 5 2/3 shutout innings. He leaves with the runner on second, and in comes the Braves bullpen. We'll take a break, come back with a new pitcher in the ballgame after this. The Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network in Valley Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans, with some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider for minor league baseball.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday, presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
One ball and no strikes. Tanner Gordon done after 5 2/3. Very good innings on the hill. Gives up three hits. Currently responsible for Churio at second. The pitch misses up high. The count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Sparks is 0-2 today with a ground out and a strikeout. Shuckers trail it 4-0. The pitch from Deal. Lifted in the air, foul. First base side out of play. The count goes to 1 ball and 2 strikes. Deal makes his 6th appearance of the year, a 2.35 ERA in 7 2/3 innings. Walked 1, struck out 10. The 1-2 delivery. Sparks swings and grounds it right back to Deal on the mound. Fires it over to first, and that ends the inning and ends the threat. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We end at the top of the 7th inning. Shuckers trail it 4-0. Back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport. Visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
Top of the 7th inning. Jim Blake back with you from MGM Park. Shuckers trail it 4-0. It's been a great day on the mound for the M Braves. Hitting's done just enough work. First pitch from the new pitcher, Nick Bennett, from the left side. Called strike on the outside corner of the left-handed hitting Jacob Pearson. Ryan Middendorf, the guy who came in relief of Mejia, slashed just an inning. The pitch home, wave and a miss. The count goes to 0 balls and 2 strikes. Goes an inning, allows one hit, one run. The pitch home. Swing and a ground ball wide of first. Count stays at 0-2. Walks one, strikes out one, and throws 22 pitches. The lefty Bennett kicks and fires home. It's lifted foul. Count stays at no balls and two strikes. Bennett makes his first appearance since last Thursday. The 0-2 delivery. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-2. Allowed 4 runs over 2 2/3 innings and got tagged in the loss against Rocket City. 1-2 delivery. Lifted foul behind home plate and out of play. Stays at 1-2. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. The 6th strikeout of the day for the Shuckers pitching staff. Brings up Andrew Moritz. Back to the top of the order. And Braves lead it 4-0 in the top of the 7th inning. Bennett makes his 4th appearance of the year. Converted starters become a log man in the bullpen for the Shuckers. He's on 7 2/3 innings. The pitch home. Back ball. It's called strike one. Moritz is 1-for-3 today. He extends what's been a real good stretch over his last 6 games. 8 for his last 19. The pitch up. Misses away. Count evens up 1-1. Bennett fires. It's lifted in the air. Right behind third. Hills third foul territory. Black over and makes the catch. So quickly, 2 up and 2 down for Bennett. Brings up the switch hitter, Cal Conley. Bennett's rocking the teal and orange glove today. One of a couple different guys in this Shuckers team with a wild color scheme on his glove. First pitch. Misses up high to the switch hitting Conley, who's in from the right side. It goes to 1-0. Abner Uribe has a fabled number of clubs, 5-6, 1-0 delivery. Misses down low and away. Count goes to 2-0, including a rumored rainbow-colored glove, where each finger of the glove is a different color. 2-0 delivery. Fouled away. Count goes to 2-1. The guy we talked to today for our pregame interview, TJ Shook, has a teal-colored glove. Black lettering all throughout, the stitching and everything. 2-1 delivery from Bennett. Misses away, gets the backstop. The count goes to 3-1. Elias Myers runs over to grab the baseball. Myers was the starter yesterday for the Shuckers. 3-1 delivery. Swing and a late swing. Fouls it off. Count goes full. About as late as you could possibly swing. He's able to keep the ball getting into Cale's glove for strike 3. 3-2 with 2 outs. The lefty Bennett fires on home. Popped up in the air, foul. Behind home plate, out of play. And stays at 3-2. The 3-2 pitch. Slider misses away for 4. Second walk allowed today by the Shuckers pitching staff. Now brings up the lefty, Cade Bunnell. 4-0 Embraves in the top of the 7th inning. Tag 3 of the 4 runs. First pitch, runner goes. It's called a strike. Throw to second, not in time. Bunnell swung through it. Conley steals second. That's his 7th stolen base of the year in 9 attempts. Count goes to 0-1. But the home run has been the big thing today for the Embraves. So far, 2 games into this series, they've scored 7 runs, and 5 of the 7 runs have come via the long ball. The 0-1 delivery. Swing and Tips it in and out of Cale's glove. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Bunnell's got one of the home runs in this series for the Embraves. They have four total. Two-run home run in the first that made it 2-0 Embraves early on. The 0-2 delivery. Slider misses off the outside corner. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. The pitch from Bennett. Wave and a miss. Slider off the outside corner. That ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. End of the seventh inning stretch. And Braves up 4-0 on the Shuckers. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Rep the pearl and oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Make sure to join the Boys of Summer on Saturday, May 13th at 6:05 and be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark for a Shuckers home replica jersey, courtesy of the Mississippi Forestry Commission. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Shuckers and the Embraves. The first pitch is popped up towards the Shuckers dugout on the first base side. First baseman Hudson Potts over, and it gets over the netting. And in the first couple of rows, count goes to no balls and one strike. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live. Got this one underway at 11:06 a.m. Second of six morning games the Shuckers will play this year. Left-hander Hayden Deal delivers to the right-hander Caro. Swing and a miss. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Deal came in relief of Tanner Gordon, whose line now final, 5 2/3 shutout innings. The 0-2 delivery. Caro swings and fouls it back, up and out of play. Stays at no balls and two strikes. Shuckers have yet to score a run off an Embraves starter this series. 11 2/3 scoreless for the Embraves staff. The 0-2 delivery. Caro taps it foul. Third base side off the railing of the Embraves dugout. Count stays at no balls and two strikes. They've got all their runs late in this series. Last night, scored one in the seventh, two in the eighth, and one in the ninth to walk it off. Deal delivers home. Caro misses away. Caro takes away. Down at one ball and two strikes. Deal fires home. Caro swings and misses. Changeup down low and in at 80 miles an hour. Strikes out for the second time today. It's up the right-handed hitting Felix Valeria. One out, nobody on here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Shuckers trail it 4-0. Pitch up, misses up high, and the count goes to 1-0. Big hello to our listeners today from North Carolina. Join the broadcast on our text to booth line. 1-0 delivery. Swing and a miss. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. You can join in on the text to booth line at 601-514-0776. Let us know where you're tuning in from on Wednesday afternoon. 1-1 delivery. Wave and a miss. Slider on the inside corner. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. The 1-2 delivery to Valerio. Misses down low. Count evens up with two balls and two strikes. Deal delivers. Swing and a ground ball foul. Couple of hops right into the hands of third base coach for the Shuckers, Nick Stanley. Count stays even at two balls and two strikes for the righty Valerio. The lefty deal delivers. Valerio takes inside and the count goes full. Ethan Murray stands in on deck. The payoff pitch. Misses inside, ball four. And Valerio draws a walk. Reaches base for the fourth straight game. Now brings up Ethan Murray. 4-0 M Braves in the bottom of the seventh inning. Ethan Murray steps in from the right side. Shuckers would love to get a couple on the board this inning. Start the comeback trail. Deal stares at first. Now comes home. Murray takes up high. It's called strike at the letters. Count goes to no balls and one strike. The 0-1 delivery. Murray fouls it off. Count goes to 0-2. Battle right now with two North Carolina guys. Deals from Maiden, North Carolina. Went to Presbyterian in South Carolina. But Ethan Murray, now a resident of North Carolina after spending his college years at Duke. The 0-2 pitch. Murray rolls it foul. Count stays at no balls and two strikes. Murray, a star with the Blue Devils, helped lead into the 2021 ACC title, the first in program history. The 0-2 delivery. Backs him up off the inside corner. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. North Carolina, popular destination for guys in the Shuckers roster. Justin Jarvis, a native. Noah Campbell, also a native of North Carolina. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a ground ball back up the middle into center field for a base hit. Valerio doesn't stop at second. Wheels into third. The throw is cut off by Connolly. Murray breaks a two-game hitless streak. Now puts runners at first and third. Tied run on deck for the Shuckers. Nick Cale steps to the plate with one out. Cale 0-2 today. Wouldn't be a bad time to record his first hit on the season. One out, runners on the corners. M Braves lead it 4-0. The pitch from Deal. Cale. A strike the letters. Count goes to 0-1. Murray off first. Valerio off third. The pitch. Cale swings and taps it foul. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Isaac Collins on deck is the tying run. Shuckers have scored all four of their runs this series off the M Braves bullpen. All four yesterday came in the seventh or later. The 0-2 pitch takes up high. Count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Hale swings and rolls it on the ground right to short. Connelly on to second. Phillip to first in time double play. And the M Braves turn their 11th double play of the season. Gets him out of a jam here in the seventh. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We head to the top of the eighth. M Braves lead it 4-0. Back after this, Luxie Shuckers, Broadcast Network, and Valley.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name, and you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Oh, Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Top of the eighth inning. Back at MGM Park, David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network. Nick Bennett back to work and faces the righty Landon Stevens. His first pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. M Braves lead it 4-0. Three of the four runs come in off of home runs. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. Bennett on the hills, the third reliever, the second reliever, third pitcher today for the Shuckers. The pitch lifted high in the air on the infield towards foul territory. Warren, the first baseman, over towards the railing and makes the catch for the out. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to MGM Park. Jacob Blake with you in the top of the eighth inning. Drew Campbell up against Nick Bennett. The left-hander fires home, and the lefty batter bunts it and gets a base hit out of it. Places it right between a triangle of Larry Warren and Bennett. No one was covering first. And Campbell has his third hit of the day. Brings up the right-handed hitting Bo Phillip. One out, one on. 4-0 M Braves here in the top of the eighth inning. Check back to first. It's high, but Campbell's up to second. Warren throws to Valerio, who throws back to Warren. Campbell spins around, now goes to Murray, and applies the tag for the out. It goes 1-3 to 6-3 to 4. Now two outs. Phillip still at the plate. Pitch from Bennett. Swing and a miss. And goes to 0-1. The Phillip 0 for 3 today. Bennett delivers. It's a called strike on the outside corner. Here goes to no balls and two strikes. Bennett stares in, picks up the leg. A little bit of a jerk in the motion, delivers home. And it misses low. Sometimes goes with a little bit of a Nestor Cortez or Johnny Cueto motion where he'll do a little extra flail of the leg before he comes home. The 1-2 delivery. Misses low. Count evens up, two balls and two strikes. Shuckers trail it 4-0. Two outs in the inning. The pitch home. Slider. Called strike 3 on the outside corner. Third strikeout today from Bennett. No runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. End of the bottom of the eighth inning. 4-0, and Braves lead the Shuckers. Back after this, on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shucker Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Kick off the summer at MGM Park on Thursday, June 1st, as the Shuckers take on the Blue Wahoos with a beach towel giveaway night presented by Beau Rivage. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark and receive a special Shuckers beach towel to use throughout the summer. Visit the MGM Park box office or BiloxiShuckers.com to reserve your spot today.
Up for the Shuckers. Pitch in the ballgame. The righty Domingo Gonzalez relieves the left-hander Hayden Deal, who's done after an inning and a third. The pitch home misses up and away. The count goes to one ball and no strikes. And Braves lead the Shuckers 4-0. Deal in to make Deal done after an inning and a third. Gonzalez in now. The pitch. Collins lines it in the air towards left center field. Pearson over it, drops down between him and Moritz in the left center field gap. Strong throw holds Collins to just a single. Now brings up Jackson Churio. Churio 1-for-3 today. Double last time up. Extend his hit streak to 5 straight. Deal, by the way, in an inning and a third, gave up one hit. Didn't allow a run. One walk, one strikeout. First pitch to the righty, Churio. Fastball, called strike 1. Gonzalez makes his 6th appearance of the year. 2.35 ERA in 7 2/3 innings. 13 walks. Check that, 13 strikeouts and 5 walks. The pitch home. Lifts it in the air. A little bleeder towards the right field line. Campbell over, and it just drops foul. Count goes to 0-2. Maybe about a foot into foul territory. Shuckers trail at 4-0. Not only trying to score runs, but trying to come back in this thing and avoid being shut out for the first time this year. They've scored a run in each and every one of their first 16 games. Mario steps in from the right side against the righty Gonzalez. 5'11" righty from the Dominican Republic. Delivers home. Mario fouls it back. count stays no balls and two strikes. Churio switched it up today. He was wearing all yellow yesterday. Yellow cleats, yellow arm sleeve on his right arm. Today, black arm sleeve and bright white cleats. The 0-2 delivery. Takes inside. Almost gets him on the hand. Count goes to 1-2. Good job to duck out of the way of that pitch. Collins off second. Wynn starts to pick up. He's off to second. The pitch is fouled away from Churio. Count stays at 1-2. And that wind out to left is part of the reason why Churio's first home run of the year and first home run in AA went out to right. When the wind blows out to right, you can get one out in a hurry for a right-handed batter when you go opposite field. Right now, the wind blows straight out towards the Mississippi Sound and right. The pitch home. Churio swings and hammers it deep to center field. Pearson retreats back on it, turns around in the right center field gap and makes the catch to retire Churio for the first out. Hit it hard off the bat. Only problem was, the farthest part of the ballpark. Brings up the left-handed hitting Tyler Black. 1-for-3 today. Runner on first with one out. Shuckers trail it 4-0 in the eighth inning. Collins up to second before Gonzalez even comes home, and he sails it to the backstop. Collins steals his fifth base of the year. Count it 1-0. For the fourth straight inning, the Shuckers have a runner in scoring position. See if they can finally get one home on the afternoon. 1-0 delivery. Black takes a strike on the outside corner. Count evens up 1-1. Black's 1-for-3 today. Got the Shuckers' first hit back in the fourth inning. The pitch home. Black takes away. Goes to 2-1. The Shuckers today are 0-for-9 with runners in scoring position. Love to tally their first hit here. Likely driving a run. The 2-1 delivery. Up and away. Count goes to 3-1. Black stands back in. The pitch home. Black takes up high. It's 4. And it puts runners on first and second with one out. The switch hitting Xavier Warren. It's the third walk today allowed by the M-Braves staff. Brings out pitching coach Bo Henning, along with the catcher Arden Paps, to talk to Gonzalez. Walks are at the comeback trail started yesterday for the Shuckers. Couple of walks and then a single from Freddie Zamora plagued the first run in the seventh. A single and 4 walks from Alex Siegel plated 2 in the eighth inning to tie it at 3. And then 1 in the ninth. Came off a triple, an intentional walk, and a wild pitch. Home plate umpire Brian Van Racken out to break things up. Henning walks back to the dugout. Harold Chirino gets up in the bullpen for Biloxi. Chirino's been a stud in the bullpen for Biloxi so far this year. 7 scoreless innings. Right now, the Shuckers like to get just something on the board. Warren in from the left side. First pitch misses up high for 1. M-Braves 4, Shuckers nothing in the bottom of the eighth inning. Black off first, Collins off second. The pitch home. Misses up and away. And goes to 2-0. Orrin's 1-for-3. Rich Basin a single and an error. Gonzalez fires home. Called strike in the outside corner. Now goes to 2-1. Just one out here in the eighth inning. The pitch home. Fouled away. Now goes to 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Warren takes up high, check back to second. Collins slides back in. Count goes full. The Shuckers walked into today with the best on-base percentage with runners in scoring position out of any team in AA. They're one walk away from loading him up for Lamar Sparks. Played hero last night. Gonzalez delivers. Both runners go. It's up high. Ball four. And they're loaded up for Lamar Sparks. Back-to-back walks. And it's Warren at first, Black at second, Collins at third. Sparks, tying run. Gonzalez comes home. Sparks swings and hammers it foul. First base side out of play. And the count goes to 0-1. Gonzalez fires. Sparks swings and lines it into right center field for a base hit. Collins comes home. Black gets the wave and Campbell bobbles it. That allows Zamora to go to third. Black comes home. Collins comes home and it's 4-2 with two runners on and one out. It's a 2-RBI single for Sparks. His first hit of the day. He stands at first. Warren stands at third. Carrow, who's in his first game today since last Tuesday, is up with runners on the corners in a 4-2 ball game. He represents the go-ahead run. Sparks off to second. First pitch up high. Pabst fakes the throw to second. Now the tying run in scoring position for the Shuckers. Gonzalez delivers up high and inside. Carroll has to dip and duck out of the way. Shuckers trail it 4-2. One batter ago, they trailed it 4-0. Now the tying run stands at second. Gonzalez fires home. Carroll fouls it back to the screen. Goes to 2-1. Gonzalez fires home. Carrow swings and misses. Fastball up high. And the count evens up 2-2. Gonzalez delivers. Carrow swings and dribbles it. Left side of the infield. Bunnell grabs it. There's a little bit of commotion on the base paths. It's an out at first to throw home. Warren's tagged out and it's a double play. Sparks was off with the ball on the infield. Warren stayed put, got a late break to home, and it's a double play that gets the M Braves out of the inning. No runs. Check that. Two runs on two hits. No errors. And one runner left on base. We're at the top of the ninth. M Braves lead it 4-2. Let's see Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live.
Thank you. If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
And the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Bennett done after 2 innings. Gives up 1 hit over 2 scoreless frames with 1 walk and 3 strikeouts. Pitch from Torino. Ground ball chopped high in the air but foul. Third base side. Count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Torino's been excellent this year. Thrown 7 scoreless innings. The 2-1 delivery. Popped up in the air. Right behind home plate. Kale gets rid of the mask. Charges over. Slides. And it just gets up on top of the padding. Count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Torino makes his first appearance since game 1 of Saturday's doubleheader. Where he went 2 scoreless innings with 4 strikeouts. The 2-2 pitch, slider, called strike 3. Right back to that outside corner. Potts retired for the first out, brings up the right-handed hitting Arden Pabst. That strikeout for Torino, his 14th of the year. The pitch up, misses inside, count goes to 1-0. Both Torino and Uribe have formed beautiful tandem in the back of that bullpen for the Shuckers. The 1-0 delivery. Tipped foul. Count evens up, 1 ball and 1 strike. Chirino's now faced 25 batters on the year and struck out 14 of them. It's a strikeout rate of over 50%. The 1-1 delivery. Slider on a check swing. They say Pabst goes around. The count goes to 1 ball and 2 strikes. He's 0 for 3 today with 2 strikeouts. Last one was on a slider from Ryan Minnendorf, a right-hander, back in the 6th inning. The pitch home. Called strike 3. Drops in a beautiful curveball. Pabst down looking. Back-to-back looking strikeouts here in the top of the 9th inning. Updated hitting Jacob Pearson comes up to the plate. Torino fires home. Curveball. That's the outside corner for strike 1. Pearson 2 for 3 today. The pitch is a curveball, and it's a called strike 2. Torino's rolling right now. 1 pitch away from striking out the side. Pearson calls time and steps out. The pitch home. Lifted in the air. Short right field. Valerio, the second baseman, out. Sparks, the right fielder in. Sparks calls him off. Him and Valerio collide, but they make the catch. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the ninth inning. Shuckers need 2-to-tie, 3-to-win. Back after this, Luxy Shuckers, Broadcast Network, and Valley Live.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Watch the skies illuminate over MGM Park for a special show presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi on May 26th at 6:35 as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Inning on a Wednesday afternoon. M Braves 4, Shuckers 2. Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live. Shuckers trail by 2. Trying to recapture some of that ninth inning magic from a day ago when they walked off the M Braves with a run in the bottom of the ninth inning. Domingo Gonzalez out of the ballgame after an inning of work. Gives up 2 runs on 2 hits, walks 2, doesn't strike anyone out, and hands things over to the right-hander, Alex Barger. Barger makes his 6th appearance of the year, first save opportunity. He's thrown 9 scoreless innings to start the year with 3 walks and 11 strikeouts. First pitch, lifted in the air, a little bleeder out to short left center. Conley, the shortstop, out, makes the catch. First out of the inning.
Here's shortstop number 1.
Ethan Murray steps in. 1-for-2 today with a walk and a single. Archer comes set. Now delivers. Swing and lifted high in the air. Out to short right field towards the line. Potts drifts over into foul territory. On the run comes Phillips and tumbles over into the stands and holds on to the baseball. What a play from Bo Phillips. Ranged all the way over from second. Made the play and didn't have time to stop his momentum. Tumbled into the first row. So 2 outs. Shuckers trail it 4-2. Down to their final out on the afternoon. It's the 9 man in the order, Nick Cale. He's 0-for-3 today. First pitch from Barger. Takes up high for ball 1. Really, no matter what happens in this game, Tanner Gordon, probably the player of the game so far. The pitch lifted in the air towards left center field. Moritz drifts over from left. Pearson over from center. Pearson calls off Moritz. And Tanner Gordon gets the win. Alec Barger the save. And the M Braves win it 4-2. One, two, three, ninth from Barger. Extends his scoreless streak to 10 consecutive innings to start the year. M Braves get 4 runs on 7 hits with 2 errors. Shuckers get 2 runs on 6 hits with 2 errors. Tanner Gordon, the star of the game for the M Braves, goes 5 2/3 scoreless innings and strikes out 7. As the M Braves now won 3 of their last 4, even up the series at 1 game apiece and improved to 6-11 on the year for the Shuckers. Their 4-game win streak broken. They fall to 10-7 on the season. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap everything up for you on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network. get you set with the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show. Wrap everything up around the Southern League, around the Brewers organization, and get you set for game three of the series tomorrow between the Shuckers and the Embrace. That comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Join the Shuckers for Shuck Cancer Night on Saturday, April 29th at 6:05 with specialty jerseys that will be auctioned off after the game to benefit the American Cancer Society and raise funds in the battle against cancer. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Shuckers post-game show. Let's send it back to the booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show. Here's Blake alongside you as the Shuckers fall on Wednesday afternoon by a final score of 4-2 against the Mississippi Braves. They fall to 10-7 on the year. The M Braves improve to 6-11 on the young season. M Braves get 4 runs on 7 hits with 2 errors. The Shuckers 2 runs on 6 hits with 2 errors. Tanner Gordon gets the win after a masterful outing on the mound. 5 2/3 scoreless innings, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts as the M Braves starting pitching staff continues to roll with the good times against the Shuckers. They've now thrown 11 2/3 innings this series and haven't allowed a run against the Shuckers offense. Christian Mejias gets the loss, gives up 3 runs in 5 innings, strikes out 4, falls to 1-1, while Alec Barger, who throws a 4-pitch bottom of the 9th inning to get through the bottom 3 in the order, ends up with his first save of the season. Let's get through the scoring summary. Started off early for the M Braves. A 2-run home run in the first inning from Cade Bunnell made it 2-0. The M Braves will then tack on another one in the 5th, and another in the 6th, a solo home run from Jacob Pearson, the 4th home run of the series for the M Braves. That made it 3-0. And then in the 6th inning, Hudson Potts a ground out to 3rd, brought home Landon Stevens and made it 4-0 M Braves. The Shuckers, though, all got after it in the 8th inning. A leadoff single to Isaac Collins. He stole 2nd. Bases ended up loaded off back-to-back walk to Tyler Black and Xavier Warren before Lamar Sparks drove him 2. His 3rd and 4th runs batted into the year with an RBI single to right. That made it 4-2. Very next batter was Jefferson Caro. He rolled 1 to 3rd. Lamar Sparks at 2nd broke for 3rd. Xavier Warren, who was at 3rd, did not come home. So Caro got thrown out at 1st. Warren had to come home or else Sparks would have been thrown out in the base paths, and Warren was thrown out by a couple feet to keep it at 4-2. Clean light 9th inning for Harold Chirino, who continues what's been a masterful start to the year. He's now gone 8 straight scoreless innings for the Shuckers in relief. Strikes out two in the top of the ninth inning. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 15 minutes in front of 1,444 fans here on a Wednesday afternoon. We'll take a break in the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show, and when we come back, time to wrap things up around the Southern League. Take a look at the Milwaukee Brewers Farm Report in the OWA Parks and Resorts School Board Update. We're back after this. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are going to happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seals Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport. Visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter. That's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Park in the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show. This is Blake back with you as we wrap things up on a Wednesday afternoon. Shuckers fall to the Embraves by a 4-2 final. Shuckers fall to 10-7 on the year, while the Embraves improve to 6-11. It's time to take one last look at the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Let's start in the Southern League. Bottom of the ninth inning, Tennessee well on their way to their 10th win of the year. They currently lead the Birmingham Barons 9-0. Barons have been held to one hit on the afternoon. With the loss, the Barons will fall to 6-11. Final from Montgomery. Pensacola wins it 9-2. The Shuckers stay just one game behind the Biscuits for first place in the Southern League South Division. Pensacola wins it 9-2 and improves to 7-10 on the year. Montgomery falls to 11-6. One game still yet to get started in the Southern League. It'll get underway at 6:15 Central Time at AT&T Field, where the Chattanooga Lookouts at 9-7 go up against Cameron Crowe in the 8-8 Rocket City Trash Pandas. Lookouts yet to name their starting pitcher yet. Time to take a look around the Brewers Farm Report, also part of the OWA Parks and Resort Scoreboard Update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Final from Zebulon. The Kannapolis Cannonballers take down the Carolina Mudcats 4-3. Mudcats 8 hits. They only limit the Cannonballers to 4, but fall 4-3 on the scoreboard. Mudcats fall to 9-7 on the season. It's a high-scoring one right now in Appleton. End of the fourth inning. The Wisconsin Timberantlers trail the Beloit Skycarp by a 5-4 score. Skycarp out to a hot start this year at 11-5, while the Timberantlers sit at 7-9. Caleb Bushley gets the start from the Nashville Sounds as they get underway at 6:35 p.m. against the Omaha Storm Chasers. Storm Chasers at 8-12. Nashville at 11-10. Shuckers back at it tomorrow for Thirsty Thursday at MGM Park. It'll be Carlos Rodriguez, who's been terrific this year. 0-1 the record, but he's got an ERA of just 1 against Scott Blewitt, who's 0-1 with a 2.70 ERA. Back to a normal weekday start time tomorrow night, 6:35 p.m. We'll have you with pregame at 6:20 on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network before a 6:35 first pitch. And that's Carlos Rodriguez on the hill for the Shuckers, while Scott Blewitt goes for the Embrace. Final line score this afternoon, the Embrace, 4 runs, 7 hits, and 2 errors, while the Shuckers, 2 runs on 6 hits with 2 errors. A game that takes 2 hours and 15 minutes in front of an attendance of 1,444 on a beautiful day here at MGM Park. For all of us here at the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, I'm Jamie Blake, because we say so long. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6:20 for Game 3 of a 6-game set between the Shuckers and the Embrace. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM. For all news, stats, highlights, tickets, and schedules, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.